USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As reports are, Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly knew about 3 weeks ago that Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not going to pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump. Sources telling several news organizations that Mueller told Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein during a meeting at the Justice Department. Mueller's final report, though, does not exonerate Trump on the question of obstruction. It's now against the law to own bump stocks. They are attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. The Justice Department announcing the ban in December. In October of 2017, a gunman had used rifles fitted with bump stocks to kill nearly 60 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In a speech to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
More flooding is threatening Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service says icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas will threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands in those three states already forced from their homes after water broke through levees. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some passengers on board a British Airways flight experience a tale of three cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains now from Washington, D.C.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh and the air traffic control following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the economy now, you're paying more for gas at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTague tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.